My name is Mike Matthews. I am the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth. It is Mike's Daily Podcast. It's FFF episode 3116. Years ago, when I was in college, this is like 1989 or 88 in that ballpark, I was working at the college radio station, KCSB, and they wanted me to do a little bit of work on the AM radio station, which could only be heard in the dorms. And they said, Mike, you know, we need everyone, even though you're coming from professional radio. I had already been interning and then working at a local top 40 station, Y97 Santa Barbara's Hot FM. And they said, Mike, you know, to be fair to all the other students that get on the air here, you got to put some time in on the AM station, which was only heard in the dorms. And I said, okay. So I would go in on Sunday afternoon and I would do a show called The Public Mic, where I would take a cassette and I'd go out into Isla Vista and interview people, just talk to them, chit chat. And then at the end, I would say, what song would you like me to play? And I would play whatever it was they said. I remember someone requesting Alphaville, Forever Young. Someone wanted to hear Dave Brubeck, Take Five. And it was great because it exposed me to a lot of music I didn't know yet. So I'd go and find it and I'd play it. And they had the worst equipment. It was this room that was just basically it wasn't constant programming. So if a host was done and nobody else was after them, they would just turn it off. Well, the guy that came on after me was a guy named Sean Hannity. Yes, that Sean Hannity. And he was very nice. He was very thin back then. And I probably was thin too. And he said to me, yeah, I'm going to do this show where I'm going to talk to people. I got some friends that are going to call in and we'll see if we get some other people to call in. It'll be a call-in show. And I didn't ask him exactly what he talked about, but it turned, you know what he talks about. Everybody knows Sean Hannity now, and he got quite popular, and I doubt he would remember me, but I saw him maybe three or four times. I did see him once at the station. He was giving back by painting some of the rooms in the studio. He was part of a painting company. I think he actually owned a painting company, and he was painting, and he saw me one day. Hey, Mike, how you doing? And I'm doing good. I'm trying to find this song that somebody requested. Oh, okay. Hey, I've been doing the show. And well, then later he got into some controversy because he said something not so nice towards a lady who was gay on the air, and that upset a bunch of people and they took him off the air. But he then got a job in Huntsville, Alabama, which later led to a job in Atlanta, and then he became national and you know the rest. But it's odd that I ended up in that Huntsville station, that exact same station. Well, it was a country station, but in the same building, he was on the talk station. I was in that same building, that same part of the country, I would say about 30 years later. But yeah, the trajectory that I was on was a little bit different. I had to go into this podcasting world. But I do remember listening to him a couple times, his national show. I haven't listened to him a whole bunch. But I know he used to at least have a sponsorship with Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And I talk a little bit about it on the show, but I was watching a thing on the Weird History Food channel on YouTube. Love that channel. And they were discussing why it's called that weird tongue twister of a name. And it's because it used to be Chris's Steakhouse in Louisiana. And it was a very popular place. Politicians would go there. And then he kept trying to sell the restaurant. He could never sell it. He'd sell it to some guy, then he'd end up having to buy it back. Well, Ruth came along. I forget her last name. But she said, I'll buy this place. And she took out a loan. She mortgaged her house. And she realized that she had to keep the name Chris's Steakhouse, but get her name in there too. So that's why it's called Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And she was a single mom at the time. In the early days, she hired only single mothers. Or single women, I think. No, maybe it was single mothers. Fascinating story anyway. But they cook their steaks in butter. So it makes them extra, extra dangerous for your heart. just letting you know, got to be careful with the red meat and the fats and all that. I know, but it tastes so good, but it's so expensive. So that's a thing that drives me away, is the expense. And that, I think my mom went there a couple times and said, I don't like it because you got to buy everything a la carte. You can't get something and it comes with a potato. You got to buy the steak and the potato separately, she told me. But that was her experience, my experience with that. And finally, my experience with Major League Baseball. I don't know too much about it, except that viewership is up all across its major national TV packages. So ESPN, their ratings are up 22%. TBS and Fox, they have scored 16% and 10% respectively lifts with the 16% and 10%. Game attendance hit a 7-year high last year, and it's inching up again this year. But ESPN is going to end its broadcast deal with the Major League Baseball after this season, pulling out of the relationship 3 years ahead of schedule. They have been paying $550 million a year. They wanted to pay less than half that price, but no go. MLB said, uh-uh. NBC and Apple are in talks to expand, though neither is willing to match the $550 million price tag. So they're going to have to take a pay cut in the short term. Other potential buyers include Warner Brothers, Discovery, who we talk a little bit about a little bit later in the show. Also Amazon and Netflix all looking at taking over Major League Baseball games and broadcasting them to you. But you don't care, do you? Because you're more interested in going into cafe anyway with me, Mike Matthews. Oh, maybe you are a big baseball fan. Sorry, didn't mean to offend. Let's take you out to the cafe anyway. Anyway, here we go. Let me open the door for you. Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
FFFF3116 and Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
The last place on earth in the land of Meritopica. I don't really go to movies. I know there's like all these big shows, places, and it's groovies, but I have to say I have grown over the years. Moved away from eating popcorn. I'm not a big popcorn fan. I don't like the smell of popcorn anymore.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
And I like to thank my lovely lady friend for that, because she doesn't like popcorn either. But the other thing is
Mike's
the price ticket
daily
per ticket, I mean,
podcast
is crazy.
Yeah.
It costs so much, and then you gotta deal with people talking behind you or in front of you and hearing shh and all that. And then with the popcorn, apparently people love popcorn. They've got these containers now that people are spending up to $80, maybe even more, for specific containers that pertain to specific movies. There was one, what was it? It looked like a coffin. I guess there was some vampire movie out. There was another one that somehow pertained to the Mission Impossible one. I guess it looked like a timer that was about to explode, because, you know, they have the "this will self-destruct in 5 minutes or 5 seconds." Yeah, so people are spending a lot of money on these things. If it's a Marvel-related thing, a Star Wars-related thing, the Jurassic World thing, they had a something that looked like a dinosaur egg. I don't know. Cafe, I don't know. But we're a cafe anyway. And AMC Theaters is about to make going to the movies even worse. Get this. Did you hear about this? This is a, yes, I just did a talk show host or horrible. This is a faux pas. I have to go to the French word. Faux pas. Because they always say, did you hear about this? Well, I'm sure you're answering right now and I can't hear you.
And here's today's podcast picture.
So what's the point of me even asking? But the podcast picture has nothing to do with movie theaters. It has to do with the beautiful lake known as Lake Elizabeth in Fremont, California, which I often go to. And this time of year, they have some wonderful outdoor concerts. I think they got about three left. They're always on Thursdays around 6:30. Last week it was some band doing some great covers of old Motown, but then they jumped to the almost present day. The late great Basil the Boxer never got to go to Lake Elizabeth, but I'm sure he would have enjoyed walking around it. I think it's a great dog walking, but just keep him on the leash. You always say keep him on the leash. But yeah, that Shut Up and Dance With Me. What was the name of that band? Gosh, it's been so long since I worked in adult contemporary radio. I forget the name of that band, and that's really not important. The other thing is that AMC Theaters, the largest theater chain in the world, is about to start playing even more commercials before the movie starts. This is why they are making going to the movies worse. Earlier this month, they started commercials in the platinum spot right before the start of a film during the trailer portion of the pre-show experience. I heard it's as much as a half an hour of just commercial, even though they tell you...
Life grand.
And this makes life so grand. It is so true. They tell you the movie's going to start at 7. They show you instead 30 minutes of commercials. Not trailers for other movies. Oh, yeah, that would get you sucked in. Oh, my gosh. Did you just see that? That's the for the upcoming Fantastic Four movie. Wow, I'm so excited. But instead, it's just commercials. The worst thing ever. I hate them on the small screen. I hate them on my phone. I hate them when I'm watching YouTube. Now they're bigger than your head. The biggest screen there is, the movie theater screen. Maybe even in the IMAX theaters. Yikes.
News random.
Oh yeah, so this is random, this news that the Fantastic Four popcorn bucket, that's the one that people are spending $86 on. It is the head of Galacticus, if you know who that is, if you've ever read a comic book. So there's also a Superman popcorn bucket, of course, with the Superman movie that came out. And that's why people are into these movie buckets. And that's the thing in this world of trying to entertain ourselves by doing this sort of thing. I would rather just go out and walk somewhere, do something, you know, with some friends, go out, maybe have a picnic or a little outdoor party. I'm thinking outdoorsy right now because of the summer, such great weather. But today I went for a long walk in Oakland and got lost. I was not in the city. I was up in the hills, Piedmont area. Really nice, beautiful old houses everywhere. And some houses that they knocked down and built these Frank Lloyd Wright, but ultra-modern looking houses too. And I'm walking around. Where did I park my car? Then I was starting to freak out because I was supposed to pick up my lovely lady friend in about 10 minutes. So I had to retrace my steps, go back the whole way, walk the whole loop that I had done, which wasn't even a loop. I finally found my car. It took maybe 15 minutes, so I was lucky there. I was just going by my sense of smell and my sense of, I think I saw that. I saw that on my walk. And I get to the car, I'm driving away, and I realize that where I was at the end of my
Mike's scavenger hunt,
my walk earlier, I didn't even need to do the scavenger hunt to find my car. Because I was like right next to the car when I turned around to walk back. I made this colossal. I had to walk the whole way back and I didn't have to because I was right by the car the whole time. I just needed to walk a little bit further and I would have found it. It sounds like some kind of lesson in life, doesn't it? Sometimes you just need to walk a little bit further and you'll see where you are.
For your entertainment.
Oh, is that what this is?
Oh, the only.
Thank you.
Mike Matthews.
So I probably won't go to another movie ever again because of the expense and because of all the commercials. I probably won't go to Hawaii again. It has gotten even more expensive. Hawaii is a very expensive state. Of course, many islands together create Hawaii. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Here in Podcastro Valley, Hawaii has become the first U.S. state to charge a green fee placing an additional tax of 75% for a total of 11% on tourists. So tourists are having to pay an extra 11% on top of all the other expenses that there are in Hawaii. It is a very expensive state food, very expensive. Renting a car, very expensive. Going to any kind of attraction, very expensive. Hotels, expensive. Now, this is to fund climate change resiliency projects and environmental stewardship within the islands. The fee will apply to hotels, short-term vacation rentals, and for the first time ever, cruise ships. For a nightly hotel rate of $300, that would be
the mic tip.
My tip to you, my math tip would be, that would be an extra $2.25 a night. Well, that's not too bad. But the new fee is expected to generate $100 million annually. I think Hawaii just has to watch it, because they may price themselves out of... I mean, there are plenty of other beautiful places to go in this world. Sorry, Hawaii, but it's true. And it's the thing about wherever you want to go travel to attract the tourists, if you want to... It sounds like they don't want tourists anymore. They're bothering them. I know for a long time Hawaii has hated tourists, because they show up and they cut things down and change the culture and all that. But heck, they bring money. That's the problem. Hmm? Maybe instead of... Oh, and that's the thing too. In Pacifica, just south of San Francisco, along the coastline of the Pacific Ocean, there is a town, a part of Pacifica.
Wow shuts wow.
Wow shuts wow. Yeah, my dad didn't call me Schutz. My mom called me Schutz because she was German. Dad wasn't German. Mom, well, he had a little bit of German in his ancestry. But mom was German, and Schutz is a term of endearment. It's like treasure in German. But Schutz also sounds like you're shutting something down. He shuts the door. He shuts up. Maybe that's what she was trying to tell me to do. But... yeah, in this town, Pacifica, they have a thing going on where they don't want anybody to Airbnb, to turn their houses into Airbnbs, because they said the people that show up, the tourists that show up to spend the night in Pacifica, a very beautiful town right by the ocean, they end up leaving trash and party, and they're awful. So they don't want them anymore. Well, that means no more extra money is coming into your town. So it's give and take, give and take. But Airbnb is looking at your backyard pool.
The Newsbleed section.
Here in the Newsbleed section, we see that the Swimply app, so it's not Simply, it's Swimply. So it's like you're adding the word swim in there. You can rent a pool by the hour. This app was actually launched more than 5 years ago, back in 2019. And the company now hosts 15,000 private pools in more than 150 cities. I am going to use this when it gets really, really... We had a couple hot days last week. It just becomes unbearable in the Bay Area. Very few people have air conditioning in their houses. And so I'm going to find someone's pool. What's ironic is my next door neighbor has a pool, never invites me over. But of course, he's trying to sell his house. So maybe he doesn't want me to get in his pool. He's going to... No. It's got to look nice. His house, he did an open house on the weekend. The open house lasted, I counted it,
the Micropedia Infinica.
I had to use my Micropedia calculator to figure it out. But it was like four hours. That's it for his open house. And it was done. And he's wondering why it's taking months and months and months to sell his house. I look at my Micropedia Infinica here. And sometimes you got to drop the price. Sometimes you have to have open houses that last a little longer. I know he's doing everything he can, but he should let me get in his pool next time it gets really hot around here. There should be in the contract for whoever buys the house that Mike next door gets to jump in the pool when it gets over 90 in Podcaster Valley. Well, the Swimply app and the business for Swimply has doubled in the past year. Because it's a great idea. And finally, did you know that Warner Brothers and Discovery, they split They're no longer together.
Matthew's News.
Warner Brothers is separating into two publicly listed entertainment companies in a tax-free transaction. One will be home to its movie studios and HBO Max streaming platform, which is very popular. People like them HBO shows, even though it's called Max on the streaming. It's very confusing. While the other will include cable channels like CNN and TNT, the cable-focused entity, which Warner is calling Global Networks for now, will hold a 20% retained stake in the streaming and studios business. Global Networks will use its earnings from the stake to pay off its debts, is the plan. That's the plan, if your name is Stan. Let's see, Discovery had, plus 9.78% stock took off after the company said it would split itself up.
This nightmare of a show.
I think there are a lot of shows that are nightmares of a shows on HBO. I'm not the biggest fan, but there was the plan that HBO Max and Discovery would mix their content together into a new streaming called Max, but now, not even a month after declaring that Max would soon be HBO Max again, the parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery, has announced what pretty much everyone in the industry could see happening, a breakup. Specifically, Warner Brothers Discovery splitting into two, with one company taking HBO Max, along with Warner Brothers Films and TV Studios, and the other CNN, TBS, TNT, the Discovery Linear Channels, and Discovery Plus, if you ever watched that. They're taking on the declining cable assets, say the folks there at PC World. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Look who's here. Oh, this
First
person.
All, I just want to just thank everyone for joining us here on this show. This is great.
Oh, it's been wonderful to have you, whoever you are. And this person. Hi, Mac. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing?
And it's a disgruntled pair, tell you what.
What?
Could you tell that Benita has a bit of a cold?
She does? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Nilly the horse give you the cold, Benita?
No, that's impossible. I just can't seem to hit the high notes today. But that's okay. Maybe I'm just getting older and I can't hit high notes anymore. Kind of like the lead singer of that rock band, Yes. I gotta go. Bye, bye.
You mean John Anderson? Oh, she's gone. John Anderson, what a voice. Lose yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of the future.
Yeah, Mike, that's a great song. But I'm thinking John Anderson, the country singer. Now, he was a great singer. That guy, he sang Swingin'. And then he had the great song Seminole Wind. Blow, blow, Seminole Wind. Blow like you're never gonna blow again. Yep, those are some great lyrics.
Yes, the history of Florida in one song.
Wine.
Well, I like
the whiny white man wineless.
I guess I'll quote Greg Kinn here. They don't write like that anymore. I guess not. That's my little whining for you there. Okay, that's the end of the show, except for this guy.
Oh, my God, make delicious root beer heads right now.
Oh, I can't wait to try today. That's great. What's in there?
Ice.
Oh, you put some ice in the root beer. That's why it makes it so good. Sarsaparilla. A little bit of sarsaparilla in the root beer. And that's life. So delicious. Makes it so good. I was watching a thing about Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. I always thought it was Ruth's Crisp Steakhouse. Like the steaks were crispy. Because of the butter. Because I know they cook them in butter. I've never eaten at one. I know Sean Hannity, who I went to college with. Well, I didn't go to college. I was at the college radio station. I don't think he was even going to the college I was going to. He was just at the college radio station because he was living in Santa Barbara, Goleta, that area. And the place, UC Santa Barbara, is what I'm talking about. Oh, and a friend of mine just recently interviewed Toad the Wet Sprocket, who is from that part of the country. Glenn Phillips was the lead singer, and he also went to high school, I think Goleta High School, from what I remember hearing. So she got to talk to them, and it's fun because she's a millennial. And she makes, she'll talk to people and say things, and I cringe a little bit because I'm thinking, well, she doesn't really know. That's a weird question, but there's, I guess she doesn't know the whole backstory. She didn't grow up with them because she's so young. She remembers them maybe from when she was five, but I remember them coming to the USEN. They performed at the USEN. That's what we called it. And a little indoor, big. What was that? I guess it's the center of UCSB, where the students would hang out and do homework and watch TV. Back then, there'd be a big flat screen. It was one of those projection style, because we didn't have big flat screens yet. So it was the projection style, because this is in the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, I saw them in 89. It, like a food court is what it was, basically. And so they performed in the food court before all their big hit songs, like All I Want Is to Feel This Way and Walk on the Ocean and Something's Always Wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
The bottom of the chart.
Pretty good songs that never made it onto the radio because people didn't think they were worth it. But you know what? They come back up and people start playing them. And it's like, where'd that come from?
And Good Intentions and some great stuff. So I'm all jealous she got to interview Glenn Phillips, but oh well. Life goes on, doesn't it? I think that's the message of the show. Life goes on and we must go on. Oh, and I should give a plug to my friend Barry, who's kicked off Camera Radio just south of Santa Barbara there. And there's a radio station at 103.1 FM. And it's got me on there at 5:30 in the morning with this show, Mike's Daily Podcast. So if you do listen to the show, you can contact me and you can call me. And here is the number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut ups? Liberty Nation, freedom, foam for all.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.